Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Indeed, there has been much change in man's attitude to God in this century, and the culture tends to do away with the spiritual dimension of life. Whom do you know who is not facing a crisis or hasn't just come out of one? Bible tells us that Elijah felt frustrated that God seemed to have allowed him to battle against Jezebel alone and that his mission had no success. This prophet of God was so frustrated that he prayed, "This is enough, Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." But at first look, it may seem like God was absent from the crisis Elijah was in. But the truth is, it is not that God was absent in his fight against Jezebel. It is simply that God was not present in the way Elijah imagined. It is natural to expect that some wonder why Jesus allowed the persecution to happen. But the gospel message is that in the direst need of the church, when everything seems lost, Christ is present in their midst. Get a hold of yourselves. It is I, Jesus said. Do not be afraid. When the three Hebrew boys were cast into the burning furnace, the king of Babylon was puzzled to see the fourth person. Christ appeared with the Hebrews in their crisis, comforting them. He came into this situation to rescue and deliver them. The gospel of Christ is a gospel of grace that does not abandon the church nor the Christian when it faces crisis and persecution. Jesus is always there to save his people. But the truth is, our commitment to the Lord determines the outcome of our crisis. Scripture says when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, for he knows the deception that is in the people's hearts. It is one thing to believe Jesus is God and Savior, but quite another to commit everything to him. To commit means to entrust or give charge. Jesus commits himself to those who are totally committed to him. The Bible says in Psalm 37 verses 5 and 6, "Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun." Remember, my friends, the God we know is known for faithfulness. Shall we pray? The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Lord Jesus, help us to stay committed to you and your calling. In your powerful name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.